Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
All right, 8:13, hot and muggy and miserable today. If you could be walking around City Park, you got to take a lot of fluid in, and you got to pace yourself and be very careful of the animals. Somebody texted me and said, thanks for educating the public about heat and dogs. People leave dogs out in heat and storms, or even run them on bikes. I've seen stories where dogs collapse. It is so important. That's from Jenny at Animal Rescue of New Orleans, and it is true. So be aware of that. The animals, when they tell you they're tired, they're hot. And don't let it get too far where you can't do anything about it. So the new master plan has been released after nearly 2 years of planning about City Park. And we don't have a map that we can hold up on the radio. So it's kind of hard to explain. But if anybody can, Rebecca Dietz, the president and CEO of City Park Conservancy, can. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you?
I am okay. Tell me, first, before we talk about some of the things that the plan calls for, just what went into deciding what the new future of City Park was going to be.
Absolutely. So it's been nearly 2 years of public engagement, research, and doing a lot of listening to the public. We've spent a lot of time with hosting community meetings, listening to focus groups, conducting surveys, meeting with people one-on-one, really trying to understand how people want to use City Park for the next 20, 25 years, and also what they love about it now. How can we make their experience even better?
When was the last time things were significantly changed?
So the last master plan for City Park was passed in 2005, mm-hmm. right before Hurricane Katrina. And it was that master plan that allowed us to make significant investment in the park after Katrina. And now look how far the park has come. It seems really fitting to me that as we near the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, we're honoring where we've been in the park and where we're going in the future.
So what did you hear from people most at these meetings that they wanted more of or less of? What do they want to change? What do they want to keep the same?
So what we heard mostly from the community was they love access to nature. City Park is a retreat in the middle of the city, and they'd like more of it. We also have a growing sports community here in New Orleans, and they asked for more opportunities for recreation, access to water sports. And then they asked for, as you can imagine, just some of the basics. Better amenities, restrooms, shade, more water fountains, more places to cool off.
And how are those going to manifest, those things you heard going to manifest themselves in the proposed master plan?
Absolutely. And I will encourage your listeners to go to our website where we'll be posting some of these pictures so they can see. But the highlights of the plan include a new trail network on the north side of City Park. This will provide access to over 200 acres of native Louisiana habitat and will connect the entirety of the north side of the park. We're also proposing...
Hey, let me slow you up a little bit, Rebecca. So I'm looking at the north side of the park would be near what? Wisdom, Marconi, City Park Avenue.
Yes, so north of 610, south of Harrison.
Okay, gotcha. Just trying to keep it straight. So you're talking about what having there, more hiking trails?
Yes, hiking trails, walking trails, biking trails. And we're also looking to restore much of that area to, again, native Louisiana habitat. Right now, a lot of it is kind of fallow golf course, old invasive weeds. So we want to restore it to native landscapes that many people in New Orleans don't have the opportunity to see or experience.
So what would that be like, Rebecca? What kind of native landscapes you're talking about?
Like Cajun prairies and pine savannas. If you can imagine, restoring the shorelines of the lagoons to attract more wildlife, more birds, bringing back some of the native habitat rather than some of the invasives that we deal with now. You know, most of City Park used to be swampland, and so restoring some of the native trees and plants really will just encourage and improve the ecology throughout the park.
What about some other changes?
So you can, the plan is recommending additional multi-use sports fields, a new park amenity center, again on the north side of the park, restoring the lagoons in City Park so that we can encourage recreational water activities. We're recommending a new boathouse in City Park so that people have access to Bayou St. John from the park. And we're also recommending a civic water feature at the entry of Marconi and City Park Avenue, really an opportunity to invite people to cool off, enjoy a little water when it's super hot, and also a civic plaza area.
So
part of the master plan goal was to welcome people into the park.
When you talk about renovating the lagoons, or how did you phrase it, what does that look like? What would that be?
Yep. So restoring the lagoons is a big endeavor, but one we're really excited about. It includes deepening the lagoons, creating more movement in the water so we have less invasive weeds in the water and vegetation. Right now, it's kind of hard to get a boat through some of the lagoons because vegetation has been allowed to grow up, and we'd like to clean all of that out, add some movement and some aeration in the water so that people can take a canoe out there or a paddleboard.
This is going to be a dumb question, but where does the water come from for these lagoons? These were man-made lagoons? I don't know.
These were man-made, hand-dug during the WPA era. And the water from the lagoons comes from Lake Pontchartrain through Bayou St. John and into the lagoons.
Okay. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back because I know I'm getting a lot of text here about some different ideas. One thing I do have to ask you about is pickleball because I got to believe you got some requests for pickleball, maybe not, and also about all of this takes money, and where's that going to come from? We're talking to Rebecca Dietz. She was on with us a couple of times before talking about planning meetings, and now they have concluded the meetings, and they've come out with a master plan for the future of City Park. If you have any questions or comments, you can text them in to 504-260-1870. I'll pass them along. More when we come back. 820 Traffic Now, WWL. All right, 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Rebecca Dietz, President and CEO of City Park Conservancy, talking about the new master plan, I guess, if you will, that's been released. Rebecca, I asked you before the break, I got to believe you heard something about pickleball as much as that's taken over the nation?
Oh, absolutely. We actually heard from all kinds of sports enthusiasts, but pickleball is high on the list, and we've identified areas in the park for new sports courts that can be programmed for things like pickleball.
Wait, new sports courts that can be programmed for things like pickleball, so it'd be multi-use courts? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. If you can imagine, some people love to play handball, some people love to play racquetball, some people love to play pickleball. But if we can create sports courts that facilitate all of those uses, then we can meet the needs of more people. So, and also, there are opportunities to expand pickleball in the current tennis facility.
Somebody texted in about what's happening with Scout Island. Will scouts ever be allowed to camp there again? I never was a scout, so I don't know anything about that.
That is certainly our hope. Scout Island is one of the areas of the north side of the park that we'll be restoring to native Louisiana habitat. And the goal is to return it to an area where people can use it at night. The reason we don't do it now is because we don't have security in that area. It's not an area that we can fence off or secure at night. But that is a program we would definitely like to bring back.
So let me read you this text, Rebecca, because I like to bring the audience into it, right? The text says, the reality is New Orleans has far more green spaces and grass than any city can afford. Grass costs real money. Grass with the rains of Louisiana is very expensive. Revenue-producing revenues for the park is the first priority. And they're talking about, another text comes in, talking about maintaining what you have now before you improve it. Tell me about funding mechanisms for all of this, and where's that going to come from? Or do you have do you have a price tag on it, first of all, on a master plan, and then where does the money come from?
So we don't have a final price tag on the master plan. We do have cost estimators working on that right now. We know that the last master plan for City Park invested about $200 million into the park, which, again, sounds like a big number, but over time, it's not unmanageable.
Not with what you're talking about doing. $200 million doesn't sound like a lot to me, but go ahead.
No, agreed. So I think we'll be looking at definitely more than that. And I hope the community doesn't get too stuck on a number and instead focuses on why City Park is worth the investment. But I couldn't agree more with the listener that says we have to take care of what we have. I can't go ask people to trust me with their park or their money if I'm not taking care of what we have now. But we will be looking to diverse funding sources to fund this plan. We want to make sure City Park remains affordable and accessible to our community. So we'll be looking at federal, state grants, national foundation funding, philanthropy, and we're going to be launching a capital campaign for City Park pretty soon.
What is the situation with maintaining the park now? Are they able to take care of everything they need to? Do you have the funding for that?
You know, it's 1,300 acres. It is a lot of infrastructure that's over 90, 100 years old. So we are doing the best we can to keep up with all that. But it's a challenge, just like anything else we have in this city. But I will say this, the public should expect to see some major investment in infrastructure in City Park over the next few years. We're renovating restrooms throughout the park. We're repairing sidewalks, repairing some really old pipes that run under our facilities and under the streets. So not unlike the rest of the city, but we're trying to do our best.
And somebody wants to know about the park as it relates to revenue being self-sustaining or something in there that would be revenue producing. Is there any way that could ever happen or not?
So there are elements of the master plan that we're recommending will be revenue producing. We're recommending renovating some of our old shelters, as well as this amenity center on the north side that could have opportunities for concessions, boat rentals, things like that. So again, the goal is to ensure that City Park is open, accessible, affordable. But there are opportunities to generate revenue in the park as well.
Thank you, Rebecca. Appreciate your time. President and CEO of City Park Conservancy. Where do people go to see the pictures, and when are they going to be up?
At NewOrleansCityPark.org.
Okay, and they'll be up later on today?
Yes, they will.
All right, thank you. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break. Come back. We're going to talk to Matt Willard, a Louisiana State Representative, about the political goings-on as it relates to this whole fairgrounds thing when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen. 844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Another hot, humid June day, but the tropics are quiet through July, so we'll take it. Matt Willard joins us now, Louisiana State Representative, fellow UNO graduate. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, Tommy, good morning. How are you?
I'm okay. Do you play pickleball?
No, I do not.
Okay.
Never got into it.
And any thought of regulating that because of the cultish nature of it? I'm just kidding. People fall in love with it. They love it. You know that. Let's talk about this whole fairgrounds thing because, man, this whole thing fascinates me. Just the maneuverings that must have been going on behind the scenes. For people that are not aware of it, tell me the story from the legislative side of it, when you first became aware of this with Churchill Downs and then what it is that you all decided to do as a legislature and the help you got from, I guess, Orleans Parish government, et cetera.
Sure. So I found out about the situation at the fairgrounds maybe three and a half weeks ago. It was toward the tail end of session. basically what was happening is that the Supreme Court ruled that a form of gaming called historical horse racing was unconstitutional. It ruled that it was a new form of gaming and thus required voter approval via a constitutional amendment that never happened. We passed a law, I believe it was in 2021, to allow for historical horse racing, but it was not a constitutional amendment. And so the Supreme Court said that the state of Louisiana could not do that. And that form of gaming was very popular with the patrons at the fairgrounds. And so once it became illegal, Churchill Downs lost a lot of money. As a result, they came in and really were trying to bully their way into a state appropriations of about $20 million. And keep in mind, this was not one-time funding that they were looking for. They were looking for recurring revenue, essentially to make up that loss in profit that they were receiving from historical horse racing. And so it's really not a good move to try to threaten or bully the legislature or the governor of Louisiana. And basically they were saying without this money, they would have to close shop, potentially sell the fairgrounds to another developer, and there would be no racing season this year. And so what the legislature did toward the end of session, we added into a bill by Senator Jimmy Harris to designate the fairgrounds as a historical site and say that if Churchill Downs wanted to sell the property or to change it into anything away from a racetrack, it would require legislative approval.
I'm trying to still understand this historical horse racing. It's based on races that actually occurred, but it's anonymous. So I don't understand how that's different than a regular slot machine or game of chance. But before we get to that, the fairgrounds or Churchill Downs at their off-track betting facilities, they were able to do this, but truck stop owners could not because they were only licensed for video poker. Is that where they had a problem with this?
Yes, that's correct. And I believe the truck stops were a big reason for the litigation, for the lawsuit. You're right. I mean, as far as the legislature's opinion of the matter, we didn't think it was a new form of gaming as well, which is why it wasn't a constitutional amendment. It was simply a bill. However, the court said it is a new form of gaming. It's a form of gaming that didn't exist prior to this law. And in the state of Louisiana, that requires voter approval. They struck it down, and we are in the situation we are in right now. I was happy to see that the Racing Commission approved Churchill's Down request for a racing season this year. So that will kick off in November, run through March. And it gives us time, right? It gives the legislature time. We can meet with Churchill Downs and the fairgrounds and see if there's something else that we can do to make up for this. They're saying that their profitability at the fairgrounds will really be in jeopardy without this new revenue source. And so, you know, we'll see if that's true. They're a publicly traded company, so we'll be able to analyze their P&L, I guess, sometime next year for this year to see how it really impacted their financials.
So when it comes to historical horse racing, is that a proprietary thing that Churchill Downs owns, or is it something that could be put on the ballot, and if voters approve it, then truck stops could do it too? I'm trying to understand all that.
It's not proprietary. I think it was the way that the language was structured in the bill that would allow the Churchill Downs and their facilities to do it as opposed to truck stops. Gaming in Louisiana is very contentious, so you have to be very specific about it. It's not authorized in all parishes, and so
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Every change to gaming in the state of Louisiana has to be done through statutory changes, or in this case, a constitutional amendment.
So when did the fairgrounds start to use this, or Churchill Downs start to use historical horse racing? Do you know?
I think they started using that in 2022, because I believe the law passed in 2021.
So there was no enforcement mechanism by the state to say, wait, you can't do this? And it didn't come to anybody's attention until the truck stop said...
No, so this is what happened, Tommy. In 21, the legislature actually passed a bill saying that they can do this historical horse racing.
Okay.
What happened as a result was that new form of gaming was challenged in the courts, saying that it violated the Constitution because it did not have voter approval. And so recently, the Supreme Court, the last stop, weighed in saying that this is correct. You needed voter approval to implement this new form of gaming. Now, what it means right now is that historical horse racing cannot be done in the state of Louisiana, but moving forward, if the legislature deemed it proper, they could pass a constitutional amendment and send it to the voters for the final say on whether historical horse racing will be a thing in the state of Louisiana or not.
That, to me, would be the easiest way out of this, that you would just put it on the ballot just like you would any other gambling thing, so that the truck stops, if they wanted historical horse racing, could have it. Churchill Downs could also have it. It would be up to the public vote, the public to decide or not. If they approve it, then the truck stop people are happy. The Churchill Downs people are happy, and the people that gamble are happy. If they voted down, well, then we're back to where we started now. But we'll pick it up when we come back with Matt Willard, who's talking about this whole thing. I'm still a little bit flustered or trying to understand the whole what happened behind it. The other thing, Matt, you talk about Churchill Downs being publicly traded. You know, a lot of organizations, they are publicly traded. They're national companies, but they break it down to insulate themselves state by state. So Where does that factor into this? And hold my hand through this, because I'm no Matt Willard. I'm trying to understand it. 851, 9 till 9, traffic now, WWL. 856, 4 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Representative Matt Willard about this whole fairgrounds thing with Churchill Downs and historical horse racing. So again, Matt, it would seem to me the easiest thing to be this session would have been, okay, Churchill Downs, you want historical horse racing. Truck stops, you want historical horse racing. Let's put it before the voters. If they approve it, you both have it. Then Churchill Downs, you got no gripe. And truck stops, you got no complaints either. And the public, gambling public, go throw your money away if you want, if that's what you want to do. Why not that?
Well, I can tell you, for me, this wasn't brought to my attention until the final couple of weeks of session. Mm-hmm. By then, it was too late to file any new bills, certainly too late to file for a constitutional amendment. That was part of the frustration the legislature had with the way Churchill Downs was handling the situation. We were too far into session to really do anything as it relates to historical horse racing. So for now, we have a racing season coming up in November. I'm excited about that. We have time to prepare, and if the legislature wants to take another shot at historical horse racing, we can file a constitutional amendment for session next year and send that to the people for final approval.
So what was the reaction you saw from lawmakers, your fellow lawmakers, about Churchill Downs trying to get subsidies? And let me go back a step and get the chronology of this straight. Did Churchill Downs come heavy-handed late in the session on purpose, or was that prompted by the court's decision? When did the court decide this?
I'm not exactly sure when the court decided, but I didn't start hearing about it from legislative leadership until the final couple of weeks of session. So, you know, the way they came about it was very inappropriate from my perspective, and it did rub a lot of legislators the wrong way, which prompted the amendment into the bill that designated the fairgrounds as a historical site and said that if they want to change the property or sell the property, they have to get approval from the legislature. And as we know, city council did something similar as it relates to zoning for a temporary one-year period.
So you boxed Churchill Downs out for now, plus the ability or at least the possibility of local ownership was a key part of this as well, right?
Yeah, and I really think they were trying to bluff us. They said, you know, hey, if you guys don't give us this money, we're going to sell the facility and move shop. Hey, maybe it won't even be a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And it's been a racetrack since the 1830s. That's not a good way to do business. They're a publicly traded company. Obviously, we want to help. Obviously, we want to continue racing at the fairgrounds, but this was not the way to go into negotiations.
Let's talk about racing in the state, Matt, before I let you go. I don't know who conducts racing in the state, how big of a player Churchill Downs is, and is racing subsidized in any form by the state? And was Churchill Downs just looking for their piece of this? Tell me how that works, just to be fair.
No, they do receive money from the state from time to time. Racing, obviously, horse racing is huge in the state of Louisiana. We have a lot of breeders spread out throughout Louisiana. At the fairgrounds, we have qualifying for the Kentucky Derby and the Triple Crown. Mm-hmm. So it's huge to our culture. It's a lot of jobs. It's a lot of family businesses that are a part of that industry. And so we wanted to do what we could short term to make sure that those families, that industry could continue to survive in Louisiana, at least until we have more time to strategically approach this.
I appreciate your time, Matt Willer. I do. Thanks for explaining it. I'm still a little bit confused, but I don't gamble, so other than, you know, maybe a well-placed sports bet here or there. Thank you, sir. We'll take a break, come back, talk about pharmacy benefit managers when we come back. I'll be even more confused.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.